The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this Friday, the 12th of August, 2005. My guest today is Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press. They publish 52 explosive issues a year, folks. And, you can hear the ads for the AFP on this very network. Hooking our wagon to people that are disseminating the information. And that's what we're about. You can hear this broadcast, many different ways on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. By the way, we're working on trying to keep the analog bird, if I can ever get anybody from the satellite company to call me back. It looks like we might be able to salvage the analog bird after all, at least until the end of the year. We'll know more details in the future. So hang on to that. I know the hour's late. We're getting on upwards to the middle of the month. But hang on, folks. Sometimes these things just take time. Was Flight 93 shot down? Well, our guest has been up at one of the sites that one of the planes augured into the ground, one of the hijacked planes. Unfortunately, more holes in government story. The 19 hijackers that said that hijacked the airliners, the aircraft on September 11, 2001. Well, looks like not all of them died. That's right, because nine of them had turned up alive and well on planet Earth. So that must mean that 10 hijackers hijacked these planes. Well, we'll get a more concise and clear understanding from our guest right after this break, Christopher Bolin. And this is an issue, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm hot on because this one incident changed America forever, gave us the Patriot Act, gave us Homeland Security. Everything's being locked down under national security issues. We've caught the government lying about the reasons why going into Iraq. Why shouldn't we basically assume that they lied about 9/11? Have you seen Mr. Keene and his commission report, the 9/11 report? How many people went behind closed doors to give testimony that was never followed up, never included in the Keene report? And there are more questions out here than there are answers, and the more you press for the answers, the less response you get. So we're expected to believe that our government can throw out the founding documents of this country, the Constitution, for light and transient reasons, as warned by the founding fathers. That's right. They've done just that. Now, some speculate that we're not merging into a police state. Well, until you have the thugs kicking in your doors in the middle of the night, like they did in Russia during the communist coup, or in Nazi Germany during the Nazi takeover, at what point do you declare a police state, and at what point can't you say anything because you're smack in the middle of it and you've got the goons kicking your doors in at 3 a.m.? Some people better wake up and start smelling what they're shoveling. We'll take the break, be right back with Christopher Bolin right after this.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have with me today a writer for the AFP, Chris Boland, and there's a lot of subjects we'll be talking about, some of which is 9/11. Folks, it's been a troublesome 4 years because we're witnessing, under the pretense of an attack by, as we lovingly refer to it, as the Al-Qaeda, that we have to change fundamentally how this government operates and fundamentally our rights and liberties under this regime. Shocking as it may sound, a lot of people in the United States are convinced of the government word being put out. Constantly we're being hampered, or promulgated, I should say, by constant fear-mongering that we're going to be under attack. The Al-Qaeda is seeking to bring this country down. And the one fundamental question I have right out of the chute is, if Al-Qaeda is being masterminded by Osama bin Laden, then why is it that George Bush has rendered Osama bin Laden a kind of enigmatic figure, that he's not important? Well, think about that for a second. If we have the mastermind of 9/11, and he has been the culprit and the mastermind behind the Al-Qaeda network that apparently has all the technology, all the personnel, all the intelligence they need to become a worldwide threat, then why is he no longer important to snag and bring to justice? We brought Osama bin Laden in. Why have we not brought in al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden? Online with me today is Christopher Boland. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you doing?
Hello. Good. Good. Thanks, John. How are you?
Hanging in there, my friend. Trying to make heads or tails out of the disinformation campaign that the government is constantly waging against its own people. Good question, isn't it? If Osama bin Laden is the ringleader in the al-Qaeda, why is he not number one on George Bush's hit list?
Yeah, it's interesting that Porter Goss, the new CIA director, said about a month ago that they know exactly where Osama bin Laden is, but out of respect for the third country's sovereignty, they aren't going to go get him. And I asked the question, well, what is that third country? If we are kidnapping people in Sweden and Italy, and using enforced disappearance to take them to places like Egypt, where is Osama bin Laden? He must be in some place like Israel. Because the only country that we respect any sovereignty of is Israel.
Well, and that's a good point. Why didn't we respect the sovereignty of Iraq when we knew that country's leader did not have anything to do with the September 11th goings-on in New York City? Why was it then important to float all the mega lies that have been proven to go in and here's another aspect of this. You know, here's a sovereign country we wage war on, but Congress never waged the war. And according to our Constitution, Chris, it has to be the Congress's responsibility, not the head of the White House, not his number two guy, not his number three guy, but Congress itself has to lay its veracity on the line and declaring war against a sovereign country. So all of a sudden, Porter Goss is saying that, well, we know where he is, but we can't violate the sovereignty of a nation to go get him.
Yeah, it's absurd. But as you said in your lead to the program, we are living under a de facto dictatorship, and we've lost our rights, we've lost our democratic process. And, you know, I've been writing for American Free Press in the spotlight for years, and I think in the first year that I started writing, I wrote about how American elections are completely compromised by the use of these electronic voting machines. And I still contend that we suffer under this kind of the kind of dictatorial government that we have because we don't have proper elections. If election judges in this country were counting the votes at the precinct and at the local level, we would have accountable government. But we don't have accountable government.
Well, and that's what I've been harping on this past week is we used to have transparency. We used to have the ability, if we had any question of the government, to seek out its proper representative and get the answers to our questions. But now everything is blanketed, Chris, more and more under the guise of national security. I mean, it's becoming bizarre.
Or just flat out lies. As I was on a speaking tour with Jimmy Walter and William Rodriguez in Europe. And I told the European audiences that, you know, what we're being told in this country about what happened on September 11th is simply a pack of lies. I have all of those packs of lies here. I have the building performance studies from the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, and I have the 9/11 Commission report. And these documents aren't worth the paper they're printed on.
Well, and I had Willie Rodriguez on this program earlier.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I had him up for about 45, 50 minutes, and he recounted the fact that during the Keene Commission, this investigation, 9/11 investigation, that he testified behind closed doors for at least 2 hours, but none of his information was ever considered or reported by the Keene Commission.
That's interesting what he says, too, when he talks about that. He said that he was interrogated by five people, and they were very upset. They weren't upset at him, but they were upset at what he was telling them. Because what he was telling them clearly did not fit into the official version. You know, he was talking about the explosion happening in the basement before the plane hit the building, a few seconds before the plane hit the building. I mean, how does that fit with the official version?
Well, and of course, you know, there was there's a lot of questions still surrounding 9/11. And Chris, I don't think that we're ever going to have any officialdom of the United States government ever come forth. They've spun their story. They put it out there. I mean, they tried.
Exactly. You're exactly right. I want to just, before you go further, I want to say this. Exactly right. because I have a long history of investigating these kinds of things. And I've lived in Europe quite a bit. And one of the things is that there was a sinking of a ship in called the Estonia. And this ship was sunk in 1994 in September. Nearly 1,000 innocent people died on this ship. It was September 28, 1994. It was going from Estonia, which was a former Baltic republic of the Soviet Union. It was going directly to Stockholm. And it's exactly what they did with 9/11. The government, after 3 years, produced a final report. The final report has the same, you know, looks exactly like the World Trade Center Building and Performance Study. Same size, same idea, full of lies. And then when you present new evidence, when you present new information that completely contradicts the official version, what does the government do? Absolutely nothing. They have put out their official version. That's it. And everything that you do is just singing in the wind. But I want to say one thing is that what we're seeing right now, what I'm seeing right now as we approach the fourth anniversary of September 11th, is that we are seeing a tidal wave of disinformation. It's amazing. You know, it's hard to make sense of what people are writing about on the Internet these days, but there's a great deal of disinformation coming out about September 11th. For example, there's this guy in Ireland, Fintan Dunn. He's taken the list of all of the independent 911 researchers, and he said that these people are all CIA Internet fakes.
It's funny you should mention that, Chris, because today I was just reading that exact same list, and you know who else is on that list?
You're probably there.
The entire network's there.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Who is Fintan Dunn, and where did Fintan come from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I understand that some people have expressed, and over the years, because we've always considered, and we've been very careful about putting out this information.
Right.
If it looks like it, quacks like it, walks like it, chances are it's a duck, and we all know that. But
Here's
a situation where we have to use common investigative sense. If two and two adds up to five, well, then there's something wrong with the formula.
Right.
But who is Fintan Dunn to come out? And he went after everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I saw that American Free Press was on there, I wrote to him right away because I'm very interested to know who at the American Free Press is writing for the CIA, because it's an ongoing thing. When we're a Washington, D.C. newspaper, our offices are on Capitol Hill. We've been there since 1955. And of course, when you're a Washington, D.C. paper, which is critical of the U.S. government, you are constantly under the threat or actually being infiltrated by the government, by the CIA, what have you. So I was very interested to know, Mr. Fintan Dunn. I called him up in Ireland. I said, you know, can you tell me more about this? But the truth of the matter is that I have written a great deal about September 11th, and he doesn't name me. He, on the conversation, he never said that I am working for the CIA. But he you know, he apparently American Free Press is. So I said, well, who is it? Is it Michael Collins Piper? Is it Greg Szymanski? Is it our editor, Chris Petrick? Who? And he couldn't tell me. He said this was a an assessment that he had come to over a period of years. And but he's got everybody up there. He's got Jimmy Walter up there. Jimmy Walter, who financed this tour around, you know, Europe with people like William Rodriguez and Eric Hofschmidt and myself. And it's just ludicrous. But this is what I'm saying is that there's a great effort out there to malign people or to muddy the waters or to cause dissent among people. You know, there are people out there who say that John Statmiller is working for the CIA or Christopher Bolin is working for the CIA. And they just want to muddy the waters.
Well, I was surprised also on that list is Phil Jahan. And
yeah,
him and Dylan Avery, Phil Jahan just funded Dylan Avery's production here of Loose Change. And I don't know if you've seen that yet, Chris. But
Sure I have.
I mean, it's an outstanding presentation. Outstanding presentation, and some of it goes through, and it provides more information of some of the questions that have already been asked. But the one thing I really liked about that presentation was it didn't politicize this. It didn't go after those emotional hot buttons with people that are still stuck in that paradigm of thinking in political terms that somehow their Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's very good. He's got some good footage in there. He consulted with me in Washington when he was in the process of making this. This video, and Phil Jahan lives near Chicago, near me, And he's going to be actually speaking at an event I'm having here next week.
Okay, we'll cover that. We got to take the break for the network. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. My guest today, Christopher Bolin, writer for the American Free Press, very good investigative journalist, and, well, we'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Things that people always assumed about the United States government is that there would be transparency. Of course, we knew we were dealing with a bureaucracy. We knew that people were playing for political favor and re-election. That was already automatically assumed. But in situations such as this, where they transform the entire government in the way that they do business, the transparency ends and it goes into secrecy. Now it's clouded under such things as national security interest. Well, I've got one of the lead investigators that has written for the American Free Press. And how many years have you written for them, Chris?
Since 2000.
Since 2000. Did you ever think, and this is one of my favorite questions to ask, did you ever think that you would see America in the state that it's in today?
No, of course not. There are a few things that are occurring that one would have predicted. For example, one would have predicted that the United States would be drawn into wars in Central Asia and in the Middle East to protect and to protect Israel and to destroy its enemies. That's a logical prediction. But what has happened here in order to make that happen? No, nobody could have. I had no idea.
And I think, especially over this past summer, I think people, Chris, I think people are shell-shocked right now. We've been predicting certain events that were going to happen. It wasn't really hard when you saw people and organizations set to put the United States, its constitutional republic roots, I mean, asunder. I mean, just bury it. We were reporting on this for a number of years. We were cautioning people. We were telling them to pay attention. But what we have seen since September 11, 2001, I don't think anybody accurately could predict. We knew it was going to get worse.
But the thing is that, again, just using logic, if our elections are being stolen with electronic voting machines, then the crime is occurring at that level. Then the people who are doing it are, of course, criminals, and they are putting their friends and their other fellow criminals into power, which means we are living under a crimocracy, which is what I call it. It's a government of criminals. And that is something that American people are sheltered from by the controlled media. If we had a proper investigative media that did its job, for example, like the British media tries to do, at least they get closer, you know, the American people would be aware of the dire situation we're living in and the fact that criminals are in control of this country.
Well, and they have been for some time. The question is how can you have 535 representatives all simultaneously remaining mum on the subject? I mean,
it's pressure. It's pressure. It's pressure. You know, they know that if they step out of line, they will either be destroyed politically or they will be exposed. Their sexual peccadilloes or their weak points will be exposed. Or if they are completely out of line and they're people of integrity, like Paul Wellstone from Minnesota, they'll be killed.
Nobody, I don't think anybody that was paying any attention. Paul Wellstone was a Democrat. He had made political enemies on Capitol Hill. There were a lot of Republicans that didn't like him. But he started asking some very serious questions, and he wanted accountability. He wanted answers.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing that we know, his plane goes down, and that was it.
The thing is, I was that happened when I was in Berlin, and I made a few phone calls. I called up to the airport up there in northern Minnesota. I called the FBI offices, and I found out within a matter of a day that this official version was completely rubbish. But, I mean, I'm so used to seeing these official versions being ridiculous. I assume that I will find that. And like I did, I found that, you know, FBI agents were on their way from the Twin Cities while his plane was still in the air. The FBI team that went to the crash site was already on their way to the crash site before the plane crashed. That doesn't make any sense, does it? It's just like shades of 9/11, that you know, the FEMA people and the FBI people are in place before the incident happens.
Well, and then simultaneously, NORAD was running an exercise that mirrored pretty much what happened on that very same day.
That's always the case. I mean, that is the case. That is the case with Flight 800 that went down off New York. That is the case with the Estonia catastrophe in 1994, that there is a these accidents or these incidents occur within the context of a military exercise that takes up an entire region or a lake. And in this case, you know, it's exactly what happened. And this is how it's done. I mean, this is the modus operandi. This, people have to look at this. This is, you know, most of the crimes these days are done through computers. Computers are our great information source. And elections are stolen through computer networks. Planes are hijacked and flown into buildings through computer networks. It's you know, what isn't done with computers these days?
Well, I want to get into, and by the way, we're going to have a live report here from Crawford, Texas. Danny Romero with RBN here will be giving us a live report, and I think he should be. Mr. Producer, is Danny online? Not yet. Okay, we should have him in just a few minutes. I want to get into, Chris, your story that you did in AFP last month about Flight 93, and you just were recently in Shanksville, were you not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there in July. Okay. I was for about a week. I was in Shanksville. I go there. I'm very glad to go there because it's a very small area, Somerset, Pennsylvania, Somerset County, and there's a lot of people that have a lot to say there, and the mainstream media does not go there.
Well, it's fascinating. Just watch the electronic media, folks. Just watch your favorite talking head. And they're all in support of George Bush and the war in Iraq and the war on terrorism. And not one reporter asking any pertinent questions. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I have directly from Crawford, Texas, on the ground up there, live, Danny Romero, that works for RBN. He's our webmaster. Danny, how you doing this afternoon?
Real good, John. It's real nice out here. Nice day. There's about 500 people here, and it looks like people are coming in still.
And this is over the woman that's waiting for the question out of George Bush about her son, the Marine that was killed, and that woman's name is?
Cindy Sheehan, and I just tried to talk with Cindy's people to see if we could get her on air. Right now she's booked, though. I think she's going on with Wolfblitzer, so I guess we have to work the pecking order here.
She's going on with whom?
Wolfblitzer.
Oh, really? So there is some national media down there.
Yes, there is. There's CNN, NBC, you name it, they're here.
Now, this was supposed to be just something. They pushed her 5 miles out of the front gate away from Mr. Bush's ranch. I had no indication that they were going to be covering this story. It seemed to me that they were staying away from this like scalded dogs.
Well, the media's here in force, and a funny thing happened. When I first got to town, I wasn't sure how to get out here to the ranch, so I stopped into a souvenir store that kind of featured memorabilia for the ranch and things like that. And the guy there told me, he says that all the highway patrol and state troopers all around have been mobilized. He said over 200-300 of them, and that they were going to take the people out of here. Now, I haven't seen anybody here on the scene, but coming in, there is an outpost there, and it has a Marine flag flying, and there were about 100 military or police cars in there.
Well, and again, let's ask the question, how far do we have to be away from George Bush's ranch to have the First Amendment in full force, the right to demonstrate or protest or whatever the case may be? And, you know, what do they think, that another Waco is going to go on up there?
Well, I'm not sure what they're thinking here, but the mood is upbeat here, and things seem to be running smoothly, but, of course, you never know.
Well, you're going to be doing filming up there, correct?
Again, John?
I said you're filming up there during your little...
My film travel down.
Okay, we're losing you, Danny. Okay, I think we just lost him. All right, we'll try to reconnect with Danny Romero. Wolf Blitzer. Chris, did you hear that? Wolf Blitzer is going to tell
us... Yeah, I heard that, and I wonder if she's going to say on CNN about how her son was killed to protect Israel.
Well,
she said that her son was killed for lies and the project for the new American century neocon agenda to benefit Israel.
Now, do you think
that my son joined the army to protect America, not Israel?
Now,
or
do you
say that to Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you think CNN and the news gang that's down there right now is down there for an honest report, or I envision this. There won't be anything about them attending this down there. I think they're down there just to basically do damage control.
Well, they certainly will do that. You're right. They'll do that to steal the thunder and put a spin on it. And like I said, to make sure that she doesn't say those really juicy things that she's said other places.
Now, you're aware of this, that in large demonstrations there's always been provocateurs that are allowed access. Good example, World Trade Organization several years ago.
Provocateurs and gatekeepers. There are gatekeepers that are there to make sure that certain things get said and certain things don't get said. And that's the function of people like Wolf Blitzer, too.
Absolutely. CNN, it's amazing to me. Fox is probably one of the worst offenders. I mean, these people are nothing but the cheerleading squad for George Bush in this war in Iraq. I mean, it's disgusting to watch how they report and how the questions are obviously slanted. Now, I wasn't around during World War II. I was certainly around during Vietnam. They did straight-up reporting on Vietnam. My memory serves that they would give the death toll. I mean, this was the first war that we ever had, and it was actually a police action, not a war, UN-sanctioned. But they would at least give you a nightly death count on, and of course we would have reports coming out of Vietnam as to what personnel were doing or what was lost or whatever. But it was pretty benign reporting. You did not see an overt way of censoring news or spinning the news. Nothing like I've seen here with this Iraq deal.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that they could not get away with the things they're doing if they did not have the media either directing what they're doing or controlling or spinning it as they do. You know, this is the problem, is that the American media is so supine. It is so bad. It is so complicit with the government. I mean, but this is a given. You know, look at these conferences. They have these Bilderberg conferences and Davos conferences where these big financiers have these conferences behind closed doors. The heads of all the major media are in there with them.
That's amazing.
I mean, this is the thing, is that this is, the media is controlled. They are in bed with the same people that are putting on the wars.
All you have to do is take a look at the, I call it the Council on Foreign Relations controlled media. Because most of the people that are heads of these networks are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations, ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired of saying it, but it bears repeating. You know, this is the sister group or the round table group, another organization that was set up for world government. And all of these people, business leaders, talking heads, network owners, so on and so forth, have all been part of this and all been privy.
Another thing is that look at these spokespeople, whether you're talking about the spokespeople for the State Department, we have these people up there who, you know, you just don't know where they came from. Like Ereli, I think he's the one for the State Department now. But then, over there, we have now this nuclear crisis brewing in Iran, where Iran is, you know, enriching uranium, domestic uranium for domestic use, completely within their legal requirements under the United Nations International Agency for Atomic Energy. But the spokesperson for that group, the IAEA, Melissa Fleming, she used to work for the CIA's Radio Free Europe. Then she went to work for the OSCE. Now she works for the IAEA. And so it's like these organizations, you know, and she played, and that organization, the IAEA in Vienna, they played a key role in the development of the war against Iraq as well, starting in like 2001, 2002. And here we are, now there's a major crisis brewing with Iran. And there again, this spokesperson plays a key role. So it's not just the media, but it's these talking heads. Time and time and time again, if you scratch the surface, they're agents.
All right. I'll tell you what, if you could just do me one favor here, just hold the line. I have my guy back from Crawford, Texas here.
Sure.
All right. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We lost you there for a few minutes. Just to bring people up to speed, Cindy Sheehan, the mother who lost her son in Iraq and is protesting with supporters near the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, said she's been told she will be arrested for becoming a threat to national security. Now, Sheehan, who arrived in Crawford last Saturday, is camping out in a tent along with about 50 other anti-war protesters. Well, Danny, you just told us that number is 10 times that amount. On the side of Prairie Chapel Road, about 2 miles on the outskirts of Crawford and 4 miles from the Bush Ranch, where the president is taking an extended hiatus. He likes his vacations. Observers coincidentally discovered the threat of Sheehan's arrest came after they learned the Secretary of State, Condi Rice, and our dear friend Rummy, Donald Rumsfeld, are due in Crawford sometime Thursday for a visit. Well, they came and they went. She's still there. What's the latest word on her arrest?
Nothing. The only thing I heard was what I told you about those, what that shopkeeper had told me about, you know, the highway patrol being called in force. And I haven't seen that here. Like I said, I did see a bunch of police cars on a compound just before I got here, but they were just sitting on that compound. They weren't, you know, moving out. And there isn't, I'm sure there are infiltrated security here, but I don't see them, not too many.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you get a chance, you took about three cases of one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas up there.
Yes, I'll be handing them out.
And do me a favor, if you find Wolf Blitzer, smack him upside the head with one of these 800-page books and then hand him one.
Well, I don't think Wolf Blitzer is here on the scene, but I think he has his correspondents that are going to, you know, plug in live with him.
All right. Now, you're up there filming and doing interviews. You're going to compile this information. We're going to have it on the web Monday.
Yeah, I'm taking quite a few pictures. And I did talk to Cindy Sheehan's people, and she said that they will be up here until the 31st.
All right.
Sure.
Real good. Well, Danny, I appreciate it very much. Take care up there. Get as much information as you can, and we'll see you back here at the network.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. Yeah, like I said, Chris, national security. Cindy Sheehan, for asking the President of the United States, why did my son get killed? Why are we in Iraq? And why are you lying? She's classified a national security risk.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing that I face all the time when you call as a journalist and you call to the airlines or you call to the insurance companies or you call on any investigation about 911, you get the same thing. Everything gets funneled to nobody can say anything. Everything has to go through the FBI, and the FBI doesn't say anything. I mean, it's the same thing when I was out there in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The people at the local marina and stuff, the FBI went to them on the first day and told them to stop talking about the airplanes that they saw because of national security.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with the Twin Towers when some individuals, and one was a retired firefighter, that they came across the black boxes. They're actually painted orange, and they have white stripes on them, so they're highly visible. Well, the Keene Commission reported that all those boxes were destroyed, but yet they found the passport of one of the hijackers that just flittered down from 110 stories and magically found itself on the ground, and it was turned into the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wasn't it John Ashcroft that found it, too?
Yeah. By the way, where is John Ashcroft? He took a hiatus, and nobody has heard from him.
That's a very good question. Well, he certainly moved aside so that I think that Michael Chertoff is running the thing now. But, he was Ashcroft's deputy during that entire time, during the time of 2001, was Michael Chertoff, who's now our head of Homeland Security.
By the way, are you aware that the National Geographic Channel, I think on the 20th and 21st, it's going to be running a mini-series on 9/11. You've seen the Popular Mechanics article. I just can't wait to see what National Geographic does with this 9/11 issues.
That would be very interesting to see, because the guys that took over Popular Mechanics came from National Geographic.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, they came from National Geographic. Has a program, something called Explorer, National Geographic Explorer, I think, or Adventure. It has a subset. And the guys that took over, the editor and the people who took over Popular Mechanics in that coup, all came from that National Geographic place.
That's amazing to me. I mean,
it is.
National Geographic, most people, if they don't know, they think National Geographic, oh, that's what we used to grin and giggle about when we got the pictures, you know, from the African women running around topless, you know.
Yeah.
But most people would consider National Geographic as just being a group of people that, well, they cover cultures and societies and whatever else, but they're a benign group of people.
Well, it's controlled. It's very much controlled. I think it's actually the Anglo-American establishment's cornerstone publication.
Now, on the issue here of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, up around Indian Lake,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd had many calls on this radio program. Some
mm-hmm.
people were proclaiming that, well, what hit the towers in New York City on September 11th, those were holograms.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all the different nuances about this. I've seen a lot of people speculating. But I do know air crash sites because I've witnessed them myself. When I saw the aerial photographs of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the flight that went down up there, the first thing that I thought about was that's not a plane that augured into the ground. Because where is the wreckage?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that there's no wreckage visible. I've spoken to people who got up to the hole right away. I talked to the guy that saw the plane, get hit and explode and go into the ground. And one thing that's very important is all the people out there in the Shanksville's a little misnomer. The plane never got to Shanksville. It crashed between Lambertsville and Shanksville. The plane, Flight 93, or what was supposedly Flight 93, came from the north going to the south. And it crashed in a reclaimed mine. And what they tell me, when I asked out there at the Somerset Tribune or the Daily American paper, I said, why is it that we don't see any debris? And I was told it was because the ground of the reclaimed mine was so soft that basically it swallowed the plane and closed up behind it. It liquefied, they said. The ground liquefied as the plane hit, and so it swallowed the plane. But the hole is only about 24 feet across. It's no more across in diameter or width than 24 feet, and it was only about 5 or 6 feet deep. It's clearly not a place where an airplane went into the ground.
Where else have we heard that the size of the damage, supposedly of the plane, does not match up?
Well, the Pentagon, and also at the World Trade Center, they are saying, I've read, I haven't done the analysis myself, but they're saying that the size of the impact wounds on the buildings is not proportionate or as big as it should be for a 757. But I don't know about that. But at the Pentagon, we have a very, very small entry wound. And, of course, in Shanksville, very, very small. But in Shanksville, what I found was that I was over at Indian Lakes, which is, if the plane is coming down, say the flight is coming down from like 12 o'clock down to 6 o'clock, from about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, there's Indian Lake and this community out there on a golf course. And something went screaming across that golf course and terminated in a huge explosion. And the explosion was so big when this screaming thing hit the plane or whatever it hit, that the shockwave was felt by the people on the golf course a mile and a half away. Now, that is also something that does not accompany a usual plane crash. You don't have a shockwave in the air. If that plane had simply come down into the ground like they said and basically buried itself into the ground, you would not have that shockwave that was felt a mile and a half away with this tremendous fireball.
Well,
I mean, the Flight 93 thing is probably the easiest thing to disprove, that the government story is completely flawed on that aspect.
Well, what about some of the planes that were seen flying around before, during, and after?
Oh, Excellent. This is the key thing, is that I spoke to about a half a dozen eyewitnesses there who saw what they describe as being an A-10 Thunderbolt II. This is this close air support plane that it has a very distinctive tail that looks like a spoiler. And it has two vertical fins on both ends of the spoiler. And I showed photographs of this to, like I said, a half a dozen eyewitnesses. And they all said, yep, that's the plane they saw. They saw that plane going around the crash site before the crash and after the crash, and then disappeared. It flew off to the west. Then there was another plane that was seen. I told you I was talking to people at the golf course, which is to the east, somewhat to the south, about a mile and a half from the crash site. And these groundskeepers were out there at 10 o'clock in the morning. And what they described is that this screaming missile went over their head. And when they looked up in the sky, I spoke to one of the groundskeepers, and he saw a silver plane up at the cloud level. And so that plane was flying in the same direction as the screaming thing that went over their head. So I would assume that that was the plane that launched the screaming thing. And when I explained this testimony to a Vietnam vet who used to fly a combat helicopter in Vietnam, he said, well, that's a missile.
All right, hold on. We'll pick this up right after this break, and we'll also take your calls today at 800-313-9443. My guest today, Christopher Boland, for the 2 hours. Very glad to have this man. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Quoting one of the groundskeepers that you talked to up there in near Shanksville, he said that nobody was interested in what we saw. He said they didn't even ask us.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I go there, because the people that I speak to, I've been there several times, the people that I speak to in the Shanksville area, they're really upset and incensed that they have not been listened to. They were never interviewed. They were never talked to. It was as if the official explanation was already known, and they had no need to talk to actual eyewitnesses. And one of the reasons I went there now is because the Department of the Interior is starting a what they call an oral history project, which what they're going to do is that they're going to accumulate oral histories given by people like relatives of the people who died on the plane, et cetera. And I went to the oral history office in downtown Somerset, and I put a written request in there that they also talk to the eyewitnesses, because the eyewitnesses, one would think that the eyewitness testimony would be the most important thing. But in this day and age we live in today, eyewitness testimony is not important because it is not helpful for the official version.
Well, I was,
see what I'm saying?
I was just going to say, you interviewed a woman by the name of McElwain, I think her name is. And the
Judy McElwain, I didn't know, I can't find her. Her testimony came out, she reported about this earlier to the British press, back in 2002, and she has left the area. She's left, because the people are harassed. These people that came out, like Susan McElwain was sitting in her suburban van, minivan type thing, on the morning of September 11th, and it's a very hilly area with a lot of trees. And a plane went over her head, directly over her head, and she said it was so low that she ducked down instinctively. And then that plane passed over some trees and then there was a huge fireball, and she assumed that plane had crashed. The plane that she describes is exactly what an A-10 Thunderbolt, what we call a Warthog, looks like. And she has since left the area, but I've spoken to, like I said, a half a dozen other eyewitnesses who were shown pictures of this plane and said, yeah, that's the plane they saw.
Well, and she even made the statement that the FBI showed up on scene, talked to her, and said, no, there was no other plane around. Contrary to what she's saying, this reminds me of Kallstrom and the cover-up on TWA Flight 800. On that particular event, they had too many witnesses that said a missile brought the plane down. So
right.
Maybe they have learned their lesson here, that we don't take any direct testimony, we don't enter anything into record. And if you've ever noticed, folks, when FBI show up to do interviews, they never write anything down, and they never have any tape recorders running. All they do is assess the situation, turn in the report they want, and forget the facts.
Is that so?
That's the way they do it. I've been interviewed.
It's interesting that I think his name was Bill Crowley. He was the spokesman for the FBI's Pittsburgh Bureau. And he was doing a press conference on September 11th or 12th, and he referred to this plane that these people all saw. He called it a Fairchild Falcon 20 business jet. The problem is that a Fairchild doesn't make the Falcon 20. That's made by a French company called Dassault, I think it is. The Fairchild makes the A-10 Warthog. So you see, in his own mind, as he had a Freudian slip, he had a lapsus lingua. He let the truth out. And people really saw a Fairchild A-10, and they all pointed out to the photograph that I showed them and said, yes, that's what they saw.
And I got to tell listeners that aren't familiar with military aircraft or have not been in the military, the reason why it's called a Warthog is because its distinguishing features, it's damned ugly,
it can suppress the ground communications. And everybody there said that their TVs, their satellite televisions, and their mobile phones did not work at the time.
All right. Maybe the FBI that were on the scene was out there telling them, no, there were no planes around, but there were probably UFOs. I'll tell you what, we'll take the break here. My guest, Christopher Boland, he'll be with us for the next hour. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Callers are already online. Stand by. We'll go to your calls directly after this break. Stay tuned.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon TH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.